guys, welcome to the Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Cynthia Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
How are you, girl?
Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm living, I'm thriving.
He was actually giving me a download.
Yeah, I was.
An update.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, you know. I'm actually really good. However, I was saying this to my friend over there. I feel like, I don't know if I've said this on this podcast before, but managing relationships has been its hardest at the moment.
What do you mean?
I've got so many people in my life, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful to have a lot of people in my life, but also managing it all is hard because I feel like I'm stretching myself out thin, that I don't have time for myself. And my, I was speaking to my spiritual big sister on the phone before. One time. And I was telling her, she's like, oh, where are you going? It was like a Thursday. And I was telling her where I was going, right? And she's like, Jazz, do you ever go home after work? I'm like, you're actually right. I actually don't really, like, I spend my evenings seeing other people, and I don't really have an evening to myself, which is kind of deep.
What about the weekends?
The weekends, they're largely whoops. Like, in October, I've got something every weekend.
Booked and busy.
But it's getting to God, it's getting to a point now where I'm like,
you need to breathe.
Do you know what I mean?
Need to, like,
I'm actually on my knees. And I feel, you know what, I feel bad, yeah, telling people, like, I need me time, especially if they know that I see other people. They might be like, so why is it you're asking me? You're telling me that you need me time on our day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's actually been, this is me saying, guys, I'm finding it hard.
Burnout. So guys, just so you know, we're going to be taking a break soon.
Oh. Oh yeah, on that note.
We'll be taking a break. It's going to be very small.
Yeah, just a small one. Just a respite.
Yeah, like, you know, what do you call it? What do they call it? Hiatus, but it's not going to be as long as a hiatus.
Yeah, it's not going to be as long as a hiatus. That was a lovely segue.
I was just thinking about it. I was just like, yeah, might as well drop that in. Because we're coming on to a year of years in between, guys.
Yeah, we need to prep and plan for our year coming. I hope you do.
A year of us.
That's another thing. Even with phone calls, I've now gotten to a point where I schedule phone calls in. I'm only 24.
Booked and busy, and it's only gonna get busier.
Nah. The next season I'm entering, you know, I'm going to be selfish.
Well, understandable, but that doesn't mean it's not gonna be busy. It's going to be a different kind of busy.
Yeah, in my life. Yeah. But it won't be like a busy where I'm like spreading myself thin for other people.
I guess, yeah, you're not going to have to, like, you will have to exert energy, but, like...
Yeah, it's not in a different way.
Yeah, in a different way, so...
But that's just kind of what's been on my mind lately. Yeah. But other than that, I'm good. Went on a walk on Saturday with a few of my church friends.
Hold on, sorry, do you have lip balm? I'm literally going to lick my lips into raw dryness. And I don't do the blue or the green, but desperate times.
Do you want... I've got, like, Carmex.
You want my lips to get hooked on that thing and then get dried out?
What do you mean?
Have you not had that experience of Carmex?
No.
That's crazy.
What experience?
Carmex, if you use it religiously, that proper, the day you stop here, so just that thing, your lips will be dry and sore because your lips get used to having Carmex on them.
Is that not the same with Vaseline?
Maybe it is because my lips are used to having... Oh, but I'm also hyper aware of when my lips are dry.
So. Me too. And I don't like it. When your lips are dry, the air slaps it much more.
Ah, that feeling is crazy.
It's not nice.
And it's not nice. Yeah. But anyway, sorry, carry on, you were saying.
But yeah, I went on a walk with a few of my church friends, people. We went, we just walked like a few.
Oh yeah, how was it? You mentioned last week's episode that you were going to have that walk with your church. Was that different?
No, same thing.
Okay.
But there was a handful of us. And I feel like that was good. Because
intimate.
Yeah, it was intimate. We got to, well, I didn't speak to everybody there, even though it was intimate. But yeah, we got to come back to the church and play like no, play a little game. We played Imposter. I've never played Imposter before, but we played it for the first time with them. But it was actually
the TikTok
fun.
Version.
Yeah.
Okay, but
it was actually funny. And then after that, a few of us went to the CAF. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like with a big group, that wouldn't have happened.
Like an English CAF.
Yeah. Okay. But it was like, they served American dishes. Oh. Like, okay, waffle and chicken and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, after that, so the group got smaller and smaller and smaller per event. So after that, myself and two others, we just ran through a few errands with one person, for one person. Mm. And then went home. And I still had the rest of my day.
That's nice. Was the walk really early in the morning?
10.
Okay, that's the thing. When you start your day like early or like a good time, you have so much of the day.
Yeah. We were literally done by like 4.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, a good few hours left to go.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm glad you had a good time.
It was a good Saturday, and my auntie was at my house, and I said to my colleague, yeah, if you think I love Jesus, that auntie loved Jesus.
Mm.
So when like her and I would have conversations, like I tell my mum, they're like, this is getting deep. She'll just sit there. But yeah, no, I appreciate it.
That's cute.
I appreciate it, yeah. Like, I get a bit funny when people stay at my house for a long time. But before I was kind of like, I don't really want you to go. Because I haven't, obviously, bar my church friends and people, I don't have such deep conversations like that at home unless my mum's like in a mood to be...
Talk to you like that.
So it was nice. It was refreshing.
Hmm.
And then she left Monday.
Yeah.
Her and my mum. So my mum and my auntie actually came to my church on Sunday too.
Really? How was it?
My auntie enjoyed it obviously because she loved Christ. Yeah. My mum, she was like, I saw her during praise and worship. She was actually like smiling. She was dancing. And she was like to me, it's what you guys do. And I'm like, yeah, like we're praising the Lord. And then So I got home a bit later than them because obviously fellowship.
Also, don't get it wrong. Your mum is Christian.
Mum's a Catholic, yeah.
Yeah. But you want that out there, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mum's a Catholic.
Yeah, so you're making it seem like
she's not an unbeliever.
Yeah.
She's just a different denomination. Yeah.
Denomination.
yeah. I'm not going to repeat that. That's good. What was I saying?
She's just a different denomination.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed herself dancing.
Yeah. So I got home a bit later than them, because obviously after church fellowship, you can't not go to church and fellowship, Joey. Church finished at 4:30. They left as soon as I got home at like 8. Do you know what I mean? So I was talking to them and mom said that she wouldn't mind coming back. And I was really happy about that.
I can imagine your reaction.
Oh my god.
And she loves being honest to her mum, guys. You guys could witness this.
Of course, why not? Why else am I here?
But you guys don't, like, you don't get, like, unless you had, like, the footage to see what I'm talking about, she's actually a menace to her mum sometimes.
Yeah, I have to be. Because my brother's not. In his own way, but that's my brother. But I have to be. Even in my household, I make it a thing where I have to be.
The way her mum reacts is so funny, guys.
Both of them.
So funny.
Both of them. I forced my brother. He's younger than me, by the way, guys. But he acts
he's
like
so
he's
sweet.
A,
he's
a
so
groomed
chill.
70-year-old man.
And he does. He does. He's just chill.
Then he's just chill. So I'm not.
No, you're not. Respectfully, you're not. She's not.
I forced him to make a handshake with me. And he only did it so I could leave his room. That's how I am at home. But that's
me. Lizzie does go on.
So my man, like, my husband.
No, handshakes are actually great, though.
Me too.
Like, I used to have a handshake with, still do, but we haven't done it in years, with my...
brother?
One of my best friends. Oh. We had a handshake. Loki stole it, but tinted it a bit with my sister and her old friend. But that's okay. Because that handshake, respectfully. But, yeah. So, maybe one day we'll create a handshake.
Yeah.
Once you level up to my... You level up to that tier of cousinhood and friendship. When you unlock that level.
Okay.
Handshake.
Like, we've been tarrying for 24 years now. Sorry,
but do you know what?
Yeah, 24 years.
Do you know what, though? I actually, even obviously, we're, like, blood-related family, I met you when I was 6 years old. Because do you remember me from before then? Real talk. Do you actually have any memory?
No. What's your first memory of us?
I think it's from that picture. I don't know if it, like, I remember like being with you, but like, it's not like I remember, I know that you're with me. It was that picture, you know, when we stood there, like, round the table. I think it's your brother's birthday or something like that. Like, it was from that day.
Yeah, and we're looking at the cake, or we're looking at the camera. No, it was my brother's birthday. We're looking at the cake.
Yeah, like, we were...
my one, then we're looking at the camera. Because I had the number 5 one, and you're there.
I don't think... I think it must have been your brother's birthday or something. I don't know. But
when,
like,
I had the 2 pom-poms.
I don't remember. I told you. I remember you were next to me type thing, but yeah. I'm remembering, like, what's around us on the atmosphere versus...
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also remember we had the matching outfit on Christmas but it was intentional. That one, I was like... That day, I just said, yeah.
It's funny how they didn't do it. Like, they didn't plan to.
Yeah, but we actually matched. I'm so annoyed they didn't take a picture, because where's the picture of that?
I know. They should have.
Like.
That Christmas, my mum had a flu, so she spent majority of the time upstairs. But I knew she would have.
Bless her.
Yeah. She cooked for everyone.
Did she?
Yeah. You don't remember?
She wasn't really there. Like, back then, I don't remember. Like, I remember playing. Girl, I was young. Do you think I was there, like... Oh, where are the aunties? No, I'm busy playing and running around the house.
So was I, but I remember.
She knows,
yeah,
she's your mum.
Yeah. I remember her cooking in the morning, and as soon as it was done, she went upstairs. Yeah.
Speaking of her mum's cooking, from young, your mum's rice.
We used to sneak it. It's like we weren't allowed to eat.
I remember one time because we had to wait because there was like, well, I guess it was a good time to eat.
Yeah.
And then I think it was even listening when Tony that went into the pot and had some of the rice. Your mum didn't like that. She did not like that. Respectfully though, because why are you going in there? I just said that summer, because all my life, because your mum's like, she's quiet and she's very sweet.
Yeah.
And she is, like, that's just, you know. But that summer that
when
we stayed.
You were a real auntie.
Like, yeah, I just got a little, she was just a bit like. Not like, but like the side came out where she would tell you off and you would do, oh, I'm not trying to get told, I'm going to be real good, real good. But I was always a good kid, to be fair. So. But yeah, listening to telling you, they definitely got a few turns off. And actually, Litney and I got told off at one point.
Really?
That. Yeah.
When?
Remember? That one, I was just like, oh no, I've upset her. But, yeah. You know, guys, this weekend, I started to fall ill on Thursday.
You're better now.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Amen. But on Thursday, the glands were feeling a bit swollen. The lymph nodes, should I say.
Yeah, she was like, guys.
I know, she's been trying. She's been so
okay, dry. It wasn't like that.
I sounded like myself, but it was just giving
me... A bit raspy.
That was on Saturday, girl. Like, she jumped in her hair. Like, my throat was doing... And then on Friday, I was just like, yo, what? Like, it stopped swelling, but my actual throat was hurting. Mm. But then we went for work, we went to this site, and for lunch, I had this biang biang noodles, and I put...
What is that? You said it like, if I knew, like, come on.
I'm going to insert a picture here, what it looks, if I find a good one. If not, don't hate on me. So if you're listening, go watch it on YouTube. But it's basically, I don't know what ethnicity it is, but it was like thick noodles in like this sauce. It was dipping noodles, and it had beef in it, it had chicken, it had the vegetables egg. In it. No. But it looked really nice. It was quite a brothy situation. And because of my throat, I knew that was good. And I got like pepper, like chili in it. So it kind of like burnt my throat, but in a good way. But guys...
You know,
that Friday night, it was a wrap. Saturday morning, I felt the fire in my throat, never felt before. But I think that was the burn of whatever it was coming out. Because as soon as I ate something, the burn went and my throat.
Good.
But I didn't sound like it still kind of, I didn't sound like myself. And that's when she was saying that I sounded like, rrr. But yeah, we're fine now.
We're fine, God. Do you know what I often think about? Beef.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, bulgogi.
Beef,
I was going to say bulgogi.
Beef bourguignon, that's French.
Yeah.
I tried that once in France.
That's not, we've not had that.
I had it.
Beef, no.
We, yeah, so, my
bad. We've had beef.
Bulgogi.
Beef bulgogi. And when she said it, I was like, when is that?
So, is it not long?
I think about that.
I rest my case.
Every other day.
And guys. Guys, guys, guys. There was this place that I used to order from at like an old friend's house. And it was like a broth. It was like a bulgogi, like broth with like the new, like little bits of noodles and rice thingies, like tubes and like vegetables. And then you can get like a little sticky rice on the side. You get the rice and you like submerge it a little bit. No bulgogi has ever tasted as good as this place. If you want to know what it's called Three Co Bros. I think it's in Canary Wharf.
I want to try that.
Guys.
I want to try that.
So good. It's so... But I was like, my sister, when she tried it, she was just like, oh, it's all right. And it just annoys me when people don't appreciate good stuff. But then the friend that I was with, they were like...
It tastes good.
They're like, oh, they're like, it's good, but they didn't understand why I liked it as much as I did. But I loved it. So we should go.
We should. How are you though?
I'm okay, like works, you know, work. September has come to an end because as we're filming this, September's coming to a close.
So autumn. We're not doing the step up anymore?
September. I'm still doing the steps to work. Okay. So I haven't like walked to work in like the past couple of days because I just haven't been, like I said, I was quite ill over the weekend, and then I didn't want to do too much. Then I also walk by the water that I walk by because that would just cause that cold air to go in me. So I was just a bit like, just chill out a bit and then get back on the horse when you're ready, isn't it? But at my gym they have this machine, Cintar. You would love this machine, actually. It depends. Do you do, like, glute workouts and stuff? This one. You. You're in this league, you don't need it. This machine, guys, when I tell you, I've never felt such focus, such central, like, you know if you work a muscle and it works the exact muscle, like, to the tip. This machine does, like,
wow.
It don't... You're not feeling pain anywhere else except that the glutes. Like, you're... I just said, ah! Wow! But it's like, oh, I don't... You have to put a seatbelt on it. You have, like, a... It's like, well, it's not actual, but it's, like, got a seatbelt type looking.
And thing what with do the whole you do? Red.
It's like a hip thrust, but at an angle. So, okay. Like, you're sat down and the feet... The place where you put your feet is, like, higher up.
Than
yeah. Like, so, sort of like that. You start off like that and then you have to... How do you start off like that and you have to bring your body like kind of like a bit up, but like you squeeze your glutes as you're doing it and okay. You can really, bro, like I was just one point I was thinking at like when I got up the pain but it was a
good pain,
it was a good pain. But I feel like people were avoiding it, but then they saw me using it. They're best like, believe, because initially when I saw it, I said, how the hell am I gonna use that, like how does that work? And then after I finished using it, I saw like a couple of people starting to go use it. And I was just like, feel the pain too. Good pain. But yeah, nothing really else to know. But it's been a decent week, I would say.
That's good.
How are you guys? Comment down below.
Let us know.
You guys haven't been commenting. I haven't seen you. You're liars.
Liars.
Liar.
So, Listeny has got a few questions for us. She's back, guys. Do you want to take it away?
Okay, first question is, would you rather spend your life helping one person transform completely or inspire thousands just a little?
My initial like reaction would be to help thousands just a little, because I'm thinking if you're spending your whole lifetime helping someone to transform completely, is it a thing of them, you trying to help them but they're not trying to help themselves? So it's like a constant struggle of like, please help yourself. It's like draining versus doing something a little that helps thousands. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do hear that. I was more so thinking of a mentor and a mentee sort of relationship.
Oh.
Yeah. So that that mentee would be able to go on and help other people.
Okay, from that lens then I see. Yeah, I get that. But then also I guess you could look at it from a child and parent.
Yeah.
Parent and child.
Yeah.
Because do parents ever stop being parents? You spend your whole life helping someone transform. So I guess... I don't know, man.
I understand both. But I think I'm going to go with, like, the one person. Because you never know who they're going to encounter and help. Or they could also help the thousands by little. Their generation could be because... The success of their generation could be because you helped them.
Yeah. Because I'm thinking, like, wouldn't it be more of a, I guess, sentimental pop? Because you would know that person, they would know you versus...
The thousands. Little.
But then, like you said...
A little goes a long way, though.
The impact that that person could have, it could just be that one thing you say or that perspective you give that then flips a switch that helps, like, break generational curses and stuff. So... Either or, both is good.
What about you?
So I would probably do. Oh, I'm so like jack of all trades. So my brain would instantly do help thousands a little because like knowing I've helped so many just to like progress a little bit just sounds more like who I am as opposed to just one on one. Like,
yeah.
Do you think it's a bit vain?
To want to
be someone that's like, oh, I want to do something that helps a thousand thousands.
No, because I was literally thinking immediately. I thought celebrities and like famous people and stuff. Mm. And like one would argue, like I'm trying to think, like when we went Coldplay, for example, all they do is but they create music, and for them they're just creating music to help
they
themselves
create experience.
But as they create experiences, but like their lyrics. It's just lyrics, but it carries so much weight. Mm. And it's they've sold out Wembley, like, I feel like thousands of times. Mm. And I know every single person has gone away thinking, wow.
Yeah, wow.
If you had the opportunity to go and watch Coldplay, you didn't watch it.
Like...
You jammed.
Even if you don't know a single Coldplay song, go watch it because you will know one Coldplay song without even knowing...
And even if you didn't, the experience...
Yeah.
But of being around people.
Same.
And it's all
in that
yellow.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I banged that song out.
Your skin. Oh yeah, your skin and bone. Turn to something beautiful. You know I love you so. You know I love you so.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Well, I would even throw it, well, I don't know how, like, for instance, I would throw in religion as well. Mm. Like, it's not all that those prophets and, like, leaders and whatever do. It's just, they just do teachings, you know? It's not just, but, like, they sit, they talk to you, they express their ideas. Obviously, like, Jesus, the one and only, like, performed miracles, but he can only do the miracle to, like, one or two people. I guess, you know, that there are, sorry, he did do the... To the thousands.
Yeah.
But that was BC, before Christ, because he was there. No, AD. No, because AD is after death.
When he was alive.
When he was alive, one would argue he helped just those people.
Yeah.
But then it's continued for forever.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Like,
he helps so many.
Exactly. That minuscule moment for him, because he was only on Earth for 33 years. Would you rather always give second chances or protect yourself from being hurt again?
Well, the Bible says, it was Peter asking Jesus, right? If someone offends you, what do you do? Jesus says, forgive them. Peter's like, what if they offend you this amount of times? What do you do? Jesus then says, what's 77 times 7? That's 490. Now, it's not like you have to forgive them 490 times, but it's the concept of you always have to forgive them. So I'm going to go with give people second chances. But understanding who they are as a person so I can put them in their boundary.
I think it depends. I do agree. I would forgive, but from depending on what's been done respectfully. But in a sense of if it would allow me to heal from what has occurred. Because there's degrees, there's levels to it. Because if someone does something absolutely heinous...
Yeah.
I think forgiveness in that situation would be a thing of
for yourself.
Me or like that person, whoever trying to let go or some yeah. sort of process of grief or whatever. But if it's just, there's so many things that people can do to sort of like just forgive them. Because it's kind of like the thing to what the drinking the poison, like if you're holding a grudge or holding something, it's like you're I don't know, a snake bites you, then you're trying to like ask the snake, like why, like yeah, chase the yeah. snake and ask the snake, why yeah. would you do that? But it's like, there's no point. Mm-hmm. Just like forgive and let yeah. it be and go about your life.
But that's not what the question's asking. Because you can, you're essentially saying to forgive and forget and move on.
Yeah.
But you're choosing to forgive, that person is still in your life though. So you're having to always keep giving them chance after chance after chance. Respectfully for me, no. I wouldn't.
It depends if it's draining. Like, if it drains me as a person. Like, if me forgiving where, again and again and again.
This is where wisdom comes into play. Not saying you guys are not wise. Mm-hmm. But if... I'm not. But I'm coming from a lens of... Because, obviously, I read the Bible. I pray, etc. And the Bible says that we have to forgive no matter what they've done or how many times they've offended you. And it's not to say that you have to keep them around you. But like,
this one, that's the thing. Thing.
That's the thing. You, like,
you have to have
people okay, so around you. I'll give them second chances. Because God's given us so many chances.
But what if the intention behind it is malicious? Like, I can't...
His intent... Well, I'll pray to the Lord for them to be removed.
But then, again, you're taking them away.
They're still in your life.
They're in your life.
I would have to love them. I can't go about life with hatred. Because that's... sinful.
I feel like there's obviously I can understand being like, you don't obviously praying to God. I feel like there's certain things, obviously you want to be like Jesus and all that, Lord, but it's like there's certain things I feel like Jesus can do because he's Jesus. So it's like, in the sense of,
this is funny because yesterday during Bible study, the Bible study leader was like, oh, there was a quote that says, oh, I'm not Jesus. So it's like, we're not Jesus, but we should inhabit a mind like Jesus, yeah, or a heart like
that's
Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can try and emulate the way he, like, lived his life and emulate the teachings of the Bible, but is there not, like, a certain extent where it's literally, like, this is causing me more damage than saying that, okay, Jesus would do this, we have to do that.
But
it's like...
But it's not like you don't think, okay, Jesus would do this, I have to do this. It's kind of like the leadings of the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God. So, like, if, I don't know, someone's... Like, there's so many stories, like, someone's offended somebody, and that person will cry to God, like, why did they offend me, da-da-da, and then God would be like, pray for them. So it's like a dying of your flesh.
But they keep hurting you. You keep keeping... Yeah. You keep... Fine, you can keep praying for them. That's not a qualm. 100%. But it's like... If they keep inflicting mental, whatever, like physical, whatever it is, sort of harm to you, are you gonna still be like?
But are you not? I mean, are you?
I forgive
my
you.
My question would be
you.
Like, are you not learning from the last situation?
But it's like in that sense. So if in you forgiving them, you're allowing them to remain in your life. So then at that point,
but
do you not forgive them?
Forgiving doesn't mean that I'm gonna allow you to cross boundaries that you've once crossed before. Forgiving means that I'm going to remove whatever ill feelings I have in my heart towards you so that I can be as sane, as fine as possible.
I guess, yeah. That's valid.
But, okay, to end it off, I still feel like, sure, let's say day one they do this, like, thing A to you, then you set your boundaries, cool. Then now day two. Me, I know this person where they kept coming at me every time I would say, don't do this, we'd move on, then they'd do something else. And then I'd be like, don't do that, move on. Then they do something else. After
so is it
all,
like,
I had to get rid of it.
Fair enough. I understand that. But it's like, did you have conversations as to why?
Yes.
Was it like a don't do this?
Yes.
And they were like, I'm not going to do that. But did they understand why they shouldn't do that?
Mm-hmm.
They understood.
110%. They understood later on. Though I still
in
feel
hindsight?
Like... I feel like in hindsight, they might have understood later on.
Mm.
But deep down, they probably still think they're right.
Yeah.
But I definitely, like, even when I was ending everything, I reached out to a person to be like, can you just proofread
yeah.
what I've written, because I'm not entirely sure if I'm saying what I'm saying is correct.
Yeah.
So I know I went about it the right way.
Yeah. And I'm not saying
that
you didn't. Yeah.
Received well, because they thought
they had it in their head, that a certain narrative that they were.
Because also they're probably thinking, she keeps telling me I'm doing wrong, and I'm like, that's not it. You're just crossing my boundaries.
And I think that's fair. Like, as long as in your heart you don't have any sort of like malice feelings towards her, that you set that boundary, like, come on, we're not gonna be like that anymore. And I've told you numerous amount of times, like, you have to love yourself first so that you can love others, right?
Mm.
So in that regard, I think slightly, you did forgive her, you set your boundaries, she's there. She knows that she's there.
But I guess the difference here is that you were then able to not have this person in your life anymore. Because the question is that they would still be in your life if you forgive them.
Mm.
Okay. Well, as long as you've forgiven them, that's my thing.
Mm.
But
that's a bit of a tricky question, I can't lie.
It's not.
Because it's like, you can forgive them, but they, like, literally the scenario you're talking about, cool, you can forgive and just let it be, but they're still going to be in your life and they could still do something again that then, so... But it's just a bit like...
I just think...
So what was the other option in this scenario?
Protect yourself from being hurt again.
But then I also feel like protecting yourself from being hurt again isn't the way to go about life. Because you end up missing out on life if you protect yourself too much. That you just, like, enclose within yourself. And it's just like...
You can only protect yourself to the knowledge that you have.
Exactly. Yeah. I know what you mean.
You can only you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, like, you can... Because there's always something that will then come about. And then you're like,
oh, I did this last time, it worked. But it might not be.
Times change. Yeah. Different things happen. So. Gotta live, man.
But, yeah, guys.
That's it.
I hope that you like.
Share.
And subscribe.
And comment.
Sorry, my mind went blank. I hope you liked this week's episode. We'll be back next week.
For our auditory listeners.
Please don't
forget. I keep saying auditory. Like, why do I say it like that? For our audio listeners.
Why do I say it like that?
Please don't forget to rate us 5 stars and leave a review.
Down below.
And let us know your thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the week in between.
Oh, period.
Ooh, yeah. I get it. It's all it. But also, guys, you like one else?
Oh, yeah, very
autumnal. Oh, I forgot to mention, guys, autumn started on the 23rd. Yay. 22nd or 23rd, one of them days. So, get all the stuff out, guys.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. See you next week.